Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Having a good Tuesday. Bart Scott over there. Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn over here on Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, we have not forgotten about your calls. We're going to take your calls as we're live from the Seaport at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Due to Brooklyn Nets have the most pressure of any team in sports, not just the NBA, but in sports. Your calls in about 10 minutes. Let's bring in Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter who covers the Brooklyn Nets and the NBA, to get his take on Kyrie Irving opting in and what now for Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets going forward. But first things first, Nick, I'm going to start there in terms of Jay Will from KJM said the Brooklyn Nets had the most pressure of any team in sports. Where do you stand on that?
Freddie, I don't think so, only because they've had a lot of pressure and it can't get much worse than it did this past season. So whatever happens from here on out, maybe they win, maybe it all blows up again, who knows, but I don't view them the same way, and I don't think the NBA world views them the same way that they did the last couple seasons, because everybody knew they were built to win a title right now, and it just doesn't feel like they're on the smoothest path to doing so in this moment.
I think this is best case scenario, though, in my opinion. I think Brooklyn wins, and I think Kyrie wins. Kyrie gets his money. And he understands that he has to, you know, show that he can be a good soldier, because if he wants to be a pending free agent, he wants to show people that he's not a disruptor, that he's not a culture killer. And then also, you know, Brooklyn, you know, gets to see him and play at his best and see if he shows up for work, because he understands how important it is for him to move on. You know, where does this leave Kevin Durant the following year? Because it looks like everything's set up for Kyrie to be able to walk away and maybe walk straight to Los Angeles once the Brody contract comes off the books.
Bart, I agree with you in that it's definitely a win for the Nets, because they're going to get the most motivated Kyrie there is next year. He's got to show not only the Nets and build some of the bridges that were burned over the last year or two, but the rest of the league, that he can show up and he can be out there day after day after day. For Kyrie, it's a win from the financial standpoint, but I don't think it's a big win, because all he wanted was a lot more money and a lot more years, and that just isn't possible right now given the contractual circumstances. So with that being said, Kevin is the key in all of this, because that entire organization revolves around Kevin Durant. They do everything they can to not only build around him, but to make sure that he's happy and in a good place. So we'll see what happens in the next year. We'll see if Kyrie can be out there every night and can play at that same high level with the consistency that's needed to be a great team in the league. And if it doesn't happen, then, yeah, it sure seems like all the signs are pointing towards a big mass exodus at the end of next season.
Oh, boy.
But for now, they have a team. If you can get something out of Ben Simmons and you get Joe Harris healthy and he's back right alongside Seth Curry, they can shoot the heck out of the ball. And they've got a group that they believe can really contend in the East. But as we know with this Brooklyn team, you never know what's going to happen until it does. And everything now, guys, is just a major waiting game, from Kyrie showing up and being ready to roll, to Kevin being in a good space, to everybody else around them playing at a high level.
You talk about, you know, strong cultures, and you talk about personalities that bring a workmanlike mentality. Am I mistaken that I saw that, you know, PJ Tucker is going to opt out? And is that a potential target for the Nets to be able to sign a guy like him that can come in and be the adult in the room and be that pit bull that this team has lacked since Kyrie's been here?
Bart, I think it would be a perfect fit, but I don't think the Nets have the cap space and can go through the gymnastics it's going to take to get him. PJ Tucker is beloved in a lot of locker rooms by a lot of coaching staffs around the league, by a lot of players and a lot of teammates as well. He is that guy that you described. He is that leader who is going to not only show the younger guys what to do by example, but he's going to earn the respect of the vets because he handles his business in a professional manner game after game after game. But I don't see how it's going to work for the Nets because I feel like there are going to be other teams that are going to go after him very hard on top of the fact that Pat Riley's already on record as saying, we want him back. Mm-hmm. We're going to do what it takes to make that work in Miami. But like everybody else, I'm not sure if the Heat have what it's going to take financially to lock him in. It's a fit for a lot of different teams. It certainly would be there in Brooklyn. I just don't see it working this summer.
Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter, joining us on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Something that I'm going to go back to what you and Bart were talking about regarding Kyrie Irving and keeping Kevin Durant happy in the Brooklyn Nets organization, having Kevin Durant, having everything revolve around him. How much do you think has led to Kyrie Irving sort of acting out in this way to kind of bring himself to the same line in the organization's eyes when it comes to Kevin Durant?
Freddie, I think it's a really good point, and I'll go back to that last press conference that Kyrie gave after game four when they lost to Boston and got swept, and he's talking about, you know, I want to be – it wasn't even like a leader of the organization. It was like, I want to be one of the, you know, the guys who makes all the decisions with Joe and Sean and Kevin. And I cannot tell you how many people in that room, from Nets personnel to the assembled media – are looking around at each other going, what the hell is he talking about? So in his mind, yes, that is absolutely where he feels like he should be, on that top line with Kevin and with ownership and the front office. But when you don't show up and you cannot be counted on to be at work and perform on a daily basis, you aren't given the benefit of the doubt. And that's the issue that Kyrie's going to have as he moves forward here with the Nets this next season, assuming that he does stay and everything goes into training camp in a good place. He really upset a lot of people with how he handled not only the vaccination decision, but some of the stuff he then said after, yeah, notably those comments at the end of the season. So he can want all that he hopes for, but the reality is that he is a member of a team. He is a member of a larger organization, and it's very clear in how they handle the contract negotiations that they want to get that culture back. And when you go into business with Kyrie and stars across the league sometimes, this is what you get. And, Freddie, this is why there's not a lot of empathy for Brooklyn across the league, because they gave up everything they could to not only get Kevin and Kyrie, but then add James Harden. And when you are reliant on the stars to lead the way and the stars aren't always pulling in the same direction, that's when you get big problems.
You know, just listening to your answer, it made me think about another team in the City of Angels that has had a lot. See, it's not the city of the team that I think you're thinking about. Okay. When Kawhi Leonard left Toronto and shunned LeBron James, who wanted Kawhi to kind of join him, we thought that maybe, just maybe, the Clippers could take over the city. And then the bubble happened and the Lakers won the championship. But now Kawhi's coming back. And I know it's a lot of pressure, or it should be a lot of pressure put on him, because they've done a lot to give him or embolden him in that organization as well. And there's been people that have left there that says Kawhi gets too much power and all that. But now you have John Wall, who's going to get the buyout, and they're going to be able to go and join a team. To me, that was a legitimate threat if Paul George could have just played in the playoffs last year, even without Kawhi. How much pressure should we put on the Clippers to kind of capture that energy that we had for them when Kawhi left Toronto and we thought, oh, man, this is a team that could really compete for a championship?
Bart, I see where you're going, and I think there are a lot of parallels there.
Okay.
Because with both the Nets and the Clippers, there are so many variables with both of those teams because you just aren't sure which version you're going to get on a nightly basis. And with the Nets, it revolves around Kevin and Kyrie. And with the Clippers, it revolves around Kawhi and Paul George. And if, and these are massive ifs, but if all those guys can stay healthy, And in the Nets case, you get something more out of Ben Simmons than what we've seen in the last year and a half or so. And in the Clippers case, if Reggie Jackson keeps playing well and this John Wall roll of the dice comes through for them, they got a hell of a team. The problem is for both of these groups, when you're reliant on stars who have dealt with, in the Clippers case in Kawhi, a lot of injuries. In the Nets case with Kyrie, not only injuries and with Simmons injuries, but the uncertainty with Simmons and his mental health.
And the mental health Kyrie. Of Pandemic P. This is, yeah, they both got two guys with mental issues.
Exactly.
They're the same team.
It's all over the
place. They're the same damn team.
Both of these teams. But if you get all the check marks to go in the same direction for the Clippers and the Nets, you could convince me that could be the finals matchup.
Oh, that would be so juicy. Oh, that would be so juicy.
But Bart, if you're telling me that all of those variables are going to hit the right way for both of these teams, I'm going to tell you there is no way.
Well, that's how we got the Earth. That's how we got the Earth. You know what I mean? The Big Bang theory. Everything happened right, but it happens once. Maybe it happened once in the NBA.
Who knew?
Yet another Earth storyline for Kyrie.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to next.
Yeah, I'm sure you are with bated breath when it comes to that.
And if Kyrie wins it and the Earth is flat, I want to see him fall right off the side of it. Because something's flat, it should have an ending to it. If something's flat, it has an ending.
Here we go. But that'd be like the Younger Brother series. The Clippers on one side, the Brooklyn Nets on the other side, because they're never going to be number one in their respective cities, no doubt. Nick, great stuff, my friend. Always appreciate you. Take care and be well.
Always, my man. And I'm telling you, the Knicks and Lakers are going to watch that series and go, it's okay. Nobody cares about you guys.
You know, that's the Yankee theory. The Mets get in the World Series. No one cares. Still Yankees now.
Yeah, that's one.
Right, one. maybe none from that standpoint. Thanks, Nick.
All right, see you guys.
Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter. Hit him on Twitter, Nick Friedell.
Who knew that the Clippers and the Nets, one is like just simply Marvel, the other one's DC Comics.
They're the
same exact carbon copy of each other.
In those cities, because even when you win, people wonder why the other team that owns the city, why they're not winning from that standpoint. Yeah, we'll see what happens. By the way, we're going to take your calls in a couple of minutes at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When it comes to the Brooklyn Nets, do they have the most pressure of any team in sports? Your calls here on Bart and Hahn, as my man Bart has this from Cheerios.
If you're on the go, you might be skipping eating the healthy way, which is probably making you feel a bit more sluggish these days. Well, as a friendly reminder, you can fuel life's special moments with heart-healthy Honey Nut Cheerios. Made with whole grains and low in fat, Cheerios also provides 12 essential vitamins and minerals. So pour your heart into today. It's oh so important. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios today at your local grocery store.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is probably a pretty good case scenario for the Nets. Hey, Kyrie, we know you're talented and we know you're really good with Kevin Durant. What we don't know is if you are committed to being here night after night.
All the drama that was circulating around this team last year. Yeah, you tell me what other team in all sports has more pressure on them than the Brooklyn Nets.
ESPN Bart, Scott, and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus. So Jay Williams said on KJ and Max, meaning Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, that the Brooklyn Nets are the most pressure of any team in sports. And Bart Scott said, yeah, based on Kyrie Irving and his shenanigans, and also Kevin Durant putting up with those shenanigans, and the Brooklyn Nets being a desperate team to win a championship despite those shenanigans, he agrees with that. Where do you stand at 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mike in Ohio, do the Brooklyn Nets have the most attention in terms of pressure of anybody in sports? Where do you stand?
Yeah, I agree. But I also believe the 76ers right behind them, because I'm telling you now, if the Nets win it with Simmons and Seth Curry, Harden, hey, you might as well retire, bro. Hang up that jersey. That's how I feel.
He said, give it up right then and there. He makes a great point in terms of the 76ers, because with James Harden, who's going to opt in,
yeah,
Joel Embiid, who said that's not the James Harden that we have now from years ago, he's not too far off the mark by saying if you're going to put Brooklyn there, if they're 1A, then the 76ers are 1B.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's correct, man. You think about especially how they looked when he first got over there, how he's facilitating, then the league caught up with him. And, you know, to his own admission, he wasn't in the type of shape. So let's see. Like, we'll give him a pass one time. Like, we, you know, the next year we'll be saying, are we believing, you know, James Harden or our lying eyes? You know, if he can't turn it around. Because we gave him a pass. Okay, the hamstring, and this will be 2 years from the hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
He finished the season healthy, wasn't any hamstring issues. Let's see, him and Kyle Lowry should be in fat camp together, getting their mind right. I told you, man. Kyle Lowry, man,
he is chubby.
It's just Nicki Minaj ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
He out there twerking out there. He running down there. No, when you run,
we don't want to see that.
You get that little jiggle when he run. It's like the after jiggle.
We don't want to see that. Nah.
He looked like he had on Bam out of Bayou shorts, because you know you're big. You wear them shorts that come past your calf. He was out there looking like.
I wish they could see Renee's face on board out down here. Renee's like, man, I'm glad that I'm not related to Kyle Lowry in this situation.
Man, you heard Pat Riley. Like, yeah, we got to address that.
Yes,
now,
yes.
You talk about a place where you're supposed to be in shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He out there looking like LME. Like, bro, all you got to do is walk outside. You ain't even got to run. If you walk outside the majority of the time, you're going to sweat some LBs off.
Especially in Miami, all that humidity.
Just walk.
I drop 30 pounds in a week.
In a week?
Just walking.
Just walking?
Just walking.
Just walking? Boy.
And then he got the afro, so you know he insulated. You know how that is. You got that.
No, I don't know. us hairless brothers have no idea about this,
well,
Bart Scott.
Well, you got your fedora on, so you know it holds the heat.
It holds the heat.
It's just like Steve Harvey afro.
See, that's how it happens. See, you always pick us as non-hair brothers because you guys do have your hair from that standpoint. Josh in Indiana, do the Brooklyn Nets have the most pressure of any team in sports?
Listen, my Celtics do. We win. And we're not a big free agent market, not by any means necessary. So if we don't draft well, we don't do well. We went through the whole 90s without winning anything. We had to trade for Kevin Garnett after he said no. We had to go ahead and get Ray Allen, and then Kevin Garnett said yes. Boston isn't an identity state or city or a team for big names to come to and play. So if we don't win now or in the next couple of years, Tatum is going to want to leave. Brown is going to want to leave. Horford's already, what, on year 15, year 16?
Yeah,
if we don't win in the next couple of years, we're not winning anytime soon.
Yeah, man, it's tough. And, you know, right now, you know, you're going to have to face a Brooklyn Nets team, if healthy. That's going to be a tougher test, you know, with a healthy, you know, Kyrie and KD. All there. And then you look at, listen, Chris Middleton's going to be back, you know, with Giannis next year. And
right
now they're going to have a chip on their shoulders
as
well.
Yep.
And, you know, let's see what Miami is able to do. I mean, because the reports that maybe Donovan Mitchell, you know, is unhappy. Let's see what happens as far as movement. Because Pat Riley always has something up his sleeve. So the East is going to be a little bit more difficult, and you can't just always think because you're young that you're going to be able to get the opportunity to get right back. I always tell people, just ask Dan Marino, who went to the Super Bowl in the second year, who never, ever got back there. Because you need things to happen. You know, you got to make sure that Boston can stay healthy. Robert Williams coming back and be healthy, you know, be a much improved team. But, you know, seasons are long and weird things happen. You know, mm-hmm. We talk about two teams that we said was going to win championships in Brooklyn. Well, injuries have really hampered them. When you think about Joe Harris, what happened, you know, with KD. coming back and having to get healthy. You look, go out to the Clippers. You look at Paul George with
they're
the elbow.
Always
then
injured.
You look at Kawhi. So it's not a given. That's why when you get there, you have to capitalize on it because no guarantee that you can get back.
Stephen in Queens, thanks for calling us on Bart and Han and ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus at 888-729-3776. Stephen, do the Brooklyn Nets have the most pressure of any team in sports?
Yes, I will have to say emphatically yes. Due to Kyrie making the headlines with the vaccination situation and his contract. And number two is Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, the way how he departed from the 76ers and haven't gotten the floor yet. So I think people are very curious to see with all three of them on the floor this year, how that's going to turn out. And I hope they can pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen them together. Like, how many games? I forgot what the record was last year. It was either like 13-2 when all three of them was on.
Together.
Yep. It was crazy. Like, mm-hmm. You think, even before that, with KD missing games and then Kyrie going on a sabbatical and then popping up with his sister. It's like, it's just too much, man. Like, we just need some silence in Brooklyn right now.
Well, that's not going to happen, not as long as Kyrie Irving is part of this organization, because I know if I'm Kevin Durant, and I never want to put myself in another man's shoes, I'm sure he knew what he was getting into, but he didn't think to this effect.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows Kyrie's mercurial.
Because, we cool. Like, we cool.
Absolutely.
Like, it's different. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm ignore what happened in Boston. That was more a Boston thing. Then you give it to your boy, like, man, this dude be sick. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Because if you're Kevin Durant, especially when there's no alpha male in this organization.
Yeah.
To me right now, the alpha male in the Nets organization is Sean Marks, the general manager.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the coach or one of your stars or somebody playing. That everybody can say, man, if we don't do it right, there's going to be somebody furniture moved around in this room.
Accountability. Absolutely. Somebody holding people accountable.
Yeah. And when the Brooklyn Nets don't hold people accountable, and now they got a guy in Kyrie Irving who's getting $36 million to not be accountable.
And the best places and the teams that win is when the accountability comes from your peers, right? You know, I remember vividly when people said Marcus Smart pulled the team together and called people out. That takes
that
a
turned
lot.
Them around.
Yeah, that takes a lot.
Yep,
but I don't know who does that for them. That's why you need a guy like PJ Tucker. But can you have a guy coming from the outside that's able to do that? Maybe sometimes that works when you get a free agent and it comes in, they bring their experience. He's a champion too, but he's a pit bull. He's a guy. You always say, what Roy Jones said, what was made last longer than was born.
Sure.
And PJ Tucker's a guy that made himself into a pro because of his hard work. Patrick Beverley's another guy like that, Dennis Rodman. So usually those guys get a different level of respect when you've turned yourself into a player because of hard work, because you put in the time. And, that's something that everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
It's only maybe one or two people ever that Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving, that's played with them that can ever say that they were born, right? That they're born to just be great, right? So, they'll never have another player that's their equal, right? So, it's hard for other players on your team to relate to them.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember playing with the Ravens and Mike Singletary, like, you didn't see that? You got it. Like, bro, you Mike Singletary, you see it.
Yeah, exactly.
You see it.
Yeah.
Like, no, I didn't see it.
Sometimes the greatest players don't make the greatest coaches or greatest mentors.
You ain't see that? No.
And then what he said when you said no?
Okay.
I was wondering how that date was going to end.
Yeah, nah, I ain't see it.
Okay, I did my best, Coach. From that standpoint, I did my best.
Both teams play hard.
Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow. Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio reminding you that the road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusive on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. We're going to get back to when it comes to the future of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. If that's going to be together this season, we'll do that in 30 minutes here on Barton Hahn. But here's the deal when it comes to the National Football League. We're going to do a little buy and sell involving a young quarterback with the Bears, Carson Wentz, the old quarterback, and also Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Kyle Lowry, man.
He is chubby.
It's just Nicki Minaj ass. He out there twerking out there. He running down there. Jiggle when he run. It's like the after jiggle.
We don't want to see that.
He's out there looking
I wish they could see Renee's face on board out down here. Renee's like, man, I'm glad that I'm not related to Kyle Lowry in this situation.
Man, you heard Pat Riley. We got to address that.
Yes.
You talk about a place where you supposed to be in shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's in Miami.
He out there looking like LME. Like, bro, all you got to do is walk outside. You ain't even got to run. Just walk.
I'd drop 30 pounds in a week.
See, Renee's honest. Yeah. You're honest, but my man Renee, he's not to the 25th power sometimes.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to embrace, I embrace my fat. I'm cool with that. I'm good. But I know that I got to drop the weight. So if I'm going to be in Miami, I might as well just drop 30 pounds while I'm at it.
So I'm here.
Yeah.
Jacoby walks in before the show.
All right. We're gonna
He's
do
like,
this?
Yo, what's up with your boy, man? Not only is he eating, first of all, you go to McDonald's, you're already eating bad.
True.
But,
Renee
doubles down. He gets a McGriddle, which is basically a bagel, which has so much corn, fructose, and so much sugar and salt in it.
Right.
That it's ridiculous.
But McGriddle's on top good, of that. Though.
But then he's sprinkling crushed up Doritos on it.
No, I'm not. All right, let's get this straight. So, yesterday I had a plain bagel with cream cheese.
Okay.
And as the fat boy that I am, I put Doritos in the middle.
Why?
Because it's amazing.
You know, that's not something
that... He must have got off TikTok. Is that a TikTok talent?
No, I think he got off TikTok. Those are the kind of things you wear after having a toke.
I've been doing that for years, man.
Yeah.
You know how much
riboflavin is in that?
Riboflavin.
I mean, have you seen the way I look?
No, but riboflavin, red dye 88, yellow 212, what is it, blue 12?
Listen,
you're going to need B12 after that.
Listen, Bart, you've seen me. You've seen the way I'm shaped. Do you think I care what's in the food at
he
this
does
point?
Not.
You are shaped like SpongeBob.
Wow, that is...
I'm just
that
playing. Hurts.
That is aggressive.
That is. I wasn't supposed to agree.
Man, there's name calling, and then there's that.
No, I could have said Patrick Square. That would have
been better. Okay.
I would have been cool with that, but SpongeBob...
SpongeBob kind of got like a little ab game, you know what I mean? It's Patrick Square. Right,
don't try to make it better.
Yeah.
Square pants.
Freddie, you're along with this too. That's not nice.
Well, I'm in the studio with him. You got to know your force to align with. Bart's got Freddie Coleman on Bart and Hahn.
I embrace
ESPN
my fat.
Radio. You should. Yes, you do. The ESPN app presented by Progressive.
Need to be a drop, by the way. Cut that. Clip that.
It's going to be. I think it's already in progress from that standpoint. You know what else?
I embrace my fat.
You know what else is in progress? We embrace the National Football League. We're going to do a little buy and sell here on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Don't forget to try the $45 Silver Unlimited. Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So we got a little NFL music. We'll do a little NFL buy and sell because you're going to blink your eyes. There's going to be NFL training camps. Then it's going to be Rams, Bills kicking off another NFL season. Buy or sell when it comes to Bears were impressed with Justin Fields' growth as second-year quarterback and the impression he left on teammates in spring. Buy or sell when it comes to Justin Fields, Bart, leading the Bears to the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and sell that. I just think they're not ready yet. They're still not ready to take over Green Bay, even though they don't have Devontae Adams. You look, from all the reports of Minnesota and how they're embracing that Rams-like offense, with Kevin O'Connell bringing that offense there. You look at what they have with Thielen and Jefferson and Cook. They have all the ingredients to have an explosive offense. I think they eventually, the Bears will eventually get there, but not this year. They still have a little growing to do, and they have to continue to build that offensive line to protect them.
A 13 for Carson Wentz this time with the Washington Commanders, and they said they are optimistic because he showed a big arm and commanded the offense. Are you buying or selling on Carson Wentz as the long-term answer at quarterback in Washington?
Long-term? Hell no. Like, come on, man. Like, listen. like Frank Wright, went all in on him.
He really
did. And he played in an offense that he knew very well, and it yielded no results. I mean, this dude threw, a hook shot against the Jacksonville. You can't beat Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's wrong with him. It's something between the ears. I just can't, in good faith, buy that, Carson Wentz is going to be the answer. And I think that the Dallas Cowboys will be good enough. Mm-hmm. I think Philadelphia is the cream of the crop. And when you think about that division, and I think with Brian Daboll and Danny Dimes, they'll be a little bit better, which means that the Washington Commanders is going to pulling up the rear.
Patrick Mahomes said of the AFC Championship loss in which they led the league go against the Cincinnati Bengals was probably the worst football he's ever played. His words, not mine. Mahomes got back to work, leading 4 weeks of conditioning and passing workouts near his offseason home in Texas. He was throwing everybody out there, including new additions when it comes to wide receivers Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Juju Smith-Schuster and running back Ronald Jones. It was a productive offseason again for Patrick Mahomes, Bart. One that has seen earn an additional level of trust from Coach Andy Reid. Are you buying or selling on the Chiefs returning to the Super Bowl in 2022?
I have to sell this one.
Okay.
I think when you look at what the Buffalo Bills have done, like, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to suffer. And I feel like the Bills have suffered enough. And it's time for them to get over the hump. You think about the addition of Von Miller to bring that leadership and to curate that culture that you want as far as being champions. You know, he'll be going for his third ring with his third team.
Okay.
But also, you know, you think about what they brought in when they brought in O.J. the Juice Man. You know, bringing O.J. Howard in from Tampa Bay, what that brings gives him, you know, him and Knox on the outside, and, you know, maybe running the ball a little bit more. But now this defense should be a little bit more complete. So I'm definitely going to pick the Buffalo Bills with that and think that they overcome, you know, the former champions in Kansas City. Because Tyreek Hill not being there, nah, I can man you up. That's a problem.
Okay. Real quick, Renee, why are you dying laughing over there? Because I look up and I just see you losing your mind, by the way.
So Ryan Matlack tweeted out a GIF of SpongeBob SquarePants ripping his shirt off.
Right.
Yeah, with muscles. Ass.
Yeah, as he said, what a compliment from Bart.
Yes, that was a compliment. Bro. I didn't call you Patrick Square. I didn't call you Squidward.
Also, look
that up. That would have been aggressive.
I thought you were going to fall out of your chair. Because look up thinking, is
looking
Renee
at SpongeBob.
Okay?
I remember that one when SpongeBob
that's
showed his ass.
Right, that's
and he
right.
had the buns of steel. Remember? You forgot that episode. Somebody send Lactose the picture of SpongeBob with his buns. And they were like,
I
real shiny.
My fat. That's now going to live in infamy.
Well, for your infamy and not anybody else's infamy from that standpoint. Bart Scott, Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio.
I tickle
ESPN
livers, app. Man. That's what I do.
Your livers, intestines, the whole nine yards. Also on ESPN Plus. And you want to continue to weigh in on the team and sports under the most pressure? Is it the Nets, according to Jay Williams, as he suggested? We'll talk about that next on ESPN Radio.
I embrace my fat.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, your smart speakers, and ESPN Plus. This is what bad organizations do when they're trying to prove a point. That whole melee that involved the Mariners and the Angels, we see Phil Nevin, the Angels manager, who said what they were going to do on Sunday. He gets 10 games. But my favorite part of the suspension, Bart, the interpreter for the Angels, Manny Del Campo, got 2 games as an interpreter.
Did he interpret that?
Oh, he interpreted those fish.
Like, hold on.
They were speaking 2 languages, English and Spanish. English with the left, Spanish with the right.
He's like, I'm gonna pay my fine in peso. Find me peso. Do not find me dollars. I can't afford the dollars. No, pay me in pesos.
No, not the exchange rate. Yeah, no doubt about that. But I mean, you understand culture. But why would you give away the plan what you're going to do and then act surprised when you got 10 games? You're Phil Nevin.
It's crazy, man. Phil Nevin, man, you know, I remember he was out here with the Yankees and now he's out there, man, and he's been mixing it up. And let's see. He may be the long-term solution. You know, this team has a lot of fight, you know, but they had to get it under control because you look at what's happening. They're going to be playing each other, I believe, you know, pretty soon.
Again.
So you didn't want that retaliation to happen, you know. You look at, you know, that was one of the funniest things. Outside of the dude from the minor leagues Triple A team throwing like the hand grenade with the chalk and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was entertaining. And you know, baseball won't say this. This was good for the game.
It's a great point.
Unless you'll have too many of them.
Right. And especially when the most thing we talk about with Major League Baseball has been something like this.
Yes.
I mean, Aaron Judge having the season for the ages with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Crickets when it comes to that. Shohei Ohtani can't get arrested at times, no matter what he does. But something like this, that transferred so many different platforms. And it's a shame for baseball, but that's what it is.
It's why we love hockey so much. Right, because it's an era of violence. Like, you know, two teams that don't really like each other. Like it can be a physical consequence. That's why people love football. Because if you talk crap in football, it can be detrimental to your health. You know what I mean? It don't have to be dirty, but I can get you if I want to. You know what I'm saying? I can take that extra step. I can get that nice little drive into the ground and take my 15-yard penalty as you over there rolling with snot bubbles.
You speaking from experience doing that to somebody else's son?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Somebody's
dad?
Did that a couple of times?
Like, what's that little meme out there when that little kid say, this, with your mama gonna say, ooh!
Yeah.
My baby!
Yeah, that was you sometimes?
Get off my baby!
I remember Chuck Bednarik, the Hall of Fame linebacker, he said that was one of his favorite things, that you could do something like that and get away and not get arrested for
it. Yeah, man. I look for those instances because I still got to get it out. So I'm up there beating up bags in the boxing class.
I do the same thing.
Because I got to get it out.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no doubt about
it. Ooh,
that.
My baby.
Bet it's the baby boxing bag than somebody else's baby when it comes to that.
Bart and Han.
So I'm here.
Yeah.
Jacoby walks in before the show.
Right.
He's like, yo, what's up with your boy, man? Not only is he eating, first of all, you go to McDonald's, you're already eating bad. Yo,
Renee
doubles down. He gets a McGriddle, which is basically a bagel, which has so much corn fructose and so much sugar and salt in it,
right,
that it's ridiculous.
But McGriddle's on top good of that. Though.
But then he's sprinkling crushed up Doritos on.
I'm not. All right, let's get this straight. So yesterday I had a plain bagel with cream cheese.
Okay,
and as the fat boy that I am, I put Doritos in the middle.
Why?
Because it's amazing. I embrace my fat.
Words that will live to sink Renee.
Renee got type 2, 3, 4, and 5 diabetes.
They don't even have a pill for that.
Hey, remember that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns had everything, and because he had everything, nothing could get in because they were all stuck at the door?
Yep, uh-huh.
That's ripper flabbing back there, man. MC Lacto got everything because he red dye. Blue 12.
Blue die.
I'm at the point of my life where I can eat whatever. So,
yeah,
like,
okay.
No,
it's
not.
Like, it's like, I'm cool with it, but no, I know at some point it's going to backfire and
some
really
point.
Hurt me.
Right. When you get in your, 30s, you're going to have fat behind your knees.
I'm
He can't even answer that. Take the L.
You know how fat you got to be to get fat behind your knees? That's rarefied air.
Take the L. It's okay.
I don't think I can really come back from that one.
Literally and figuratively, you might not be able to.
I embrace my fat.
I do. I embrace my fat.
Bart and Han. Bart Scott over here. Freddie coming over there. Renee.
We tickling livers, man. It's that time of the year, man.
Yeah, that graphic's right. His eating habits have the show concerned. It should be more concerning for Renee, not just for the show here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, but I guess we'll try to help you any way we can.
My parents have been concerned with my eating habits for years, and
who
don't
knew
stop.
That Doritos was used as like iodine salt? He just basically
it's like a condiment.
He turned it into a condiment, man. He turned Doritos.
I guarantee
into a season.
I guarantee you I could get 10 people to tell you that they put Doritos in their bagel.
He just turned Doritos into a seasoning.
You
Dorito Bay?
Exactly. I've heard people put potato chips on their sandwiches. I've seen people do that. I used to do that when I was younger, but I've never heard of like a plain bagel, cream cheese, and then for flavor, Doritos.
I don't even think it's flavor. I think it's just more crunch.
Didn't you toast it?
You toast the bagel?
No, I mean, I do. Lightly toasted.
Did you toast it with butter first and then put that on it? I want to see how deep you get.
I go to a bagel spot and I just say, toast the bagel.
Okay, do they put butter and then the cream cheese over the butter?
And they just put it in the toaster.
Do you ask the bagel spot to put Doritos on it?
That's what I want to know. Good question.
I do it myself.
This dude has turned Doritos into a seasoning. Like
he really has.
It's his version of Obey.
It really, you need to market that and go to Doritos and say, you should probably put this into kind of a seasoning.
Grind it up into
sandwiches.
I'll be the Doritos in a plain bagel with cream cheese spokesperson.
There you go.
I'll do that.
You may be missing out on a money-making opportunity here.
I'm telling you, a lot of people do that. Stop it. a lot of stop. A lot of people do put Doritos or chips.
Okay,
in
okay. Middle. Listen, if you're out, and listen, bro. Those people, they. If you're out there, please call in, defend your fellow fat
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to hear about this at 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Who puts Doritos as a seasoning on a bagel? Not we can't use sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody does that. I'm talking about on a bagel, whether you put butter on it or cream cheese. Inquiring minds have to know.
Doritos in a bagel. Destined, goes great. It goes great together.
Destined for knee fat.
I embrace my fat.
You know who needs spice? The Brooklyn Nets have more spice than your sandwich. I never thought I would say that in a million years about with Kyrie Irving, he's like the Doritos to the cream cheese at the Brooklyn Nets
right
now.
Let's not put Kyrie and Doritos in the same sentence.
Oh, now we're offended.
No. But this is what I don't understand.
The knee fat doesn't bother you, but the Kyrie Irving is a condiment to the Brooklyn Nets. Now this is the soapbox.
Now, you know we call Renee Lacto, right? Because he's lactose intolerant. Isn't cream cheese lactose?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Didn't I say that I'm the type of person that just doesn't care what goes in the body?
Apparently.
So he's lactose intolerant, but he's...
The Doritos just sway his mind. That's what it is.
The Doritos counteracts the dairy aspect of it.
It does not.
I know, but I'd like to put that in my mind.
No way.
You see, it made you laugh, right?
No Dr. way. Loctavius.
No way. Corey in Illinois wants to weigh in on this at 888-729-3776. Corey, what you got?
I put the cream cheese on the bagel with the hot Cheetos, the spicy Cheetos.
Wow. That's living.
They were using spicy Cheetos for like breading. Like, you know, you put it on like.
Where?
It was a TikTok thing, man. You know, these kids have no guidance.
What?
They were using it as like the breading, like the panko, like breading and deep frying stuff with.
Get out of here.
That's why America's the most out of shape country. That,
wow.
I don't want to use obese, but yeah, we up there, man. Because only in America you can do something like that.
Yeah, I've heard it all. I've really heard it all now. AJ and Dayton weighing on the Doritos bagel gate here.
Man, I put Doritos on everything.
There you go. That's my brother right there, man.
On everything.
Hey, I'm telling you, I haven't put it on a plain bagel, but crushed up Doritos on a bagel sandwich is fire. Yeah. And then if you mix it up with some of the cool ranch too, that's where it's at.
Man, AJ.
And then
on.
I'll tell you another secret, Renee.
What's your blood pressure?
Like Bart was saying.
180 over 100.
What's that?
What's your blood pressure?
I don't know. I haven't checked in a while.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, you know what else is good, though?
What's that?
It's to crush those Doritos up. And like Bart was saying, for like frying something.
Wow. See what you started? You bring up Doritos and using that as breading, and now it's just havoc now.
That's depths I'm not really willing to go into.
Which is saying something for you, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think Kyrie even toasts his bagels, or does he just smoke it with incense?
No, he sages bagels. He got sage bagels.
He dehydrates them.
We're going to get into the sage that is Sage Kyrie and his future Brooklyn Nets. That's next on Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
I embrace my fat.
Bart and Han.